held responsible in any of these cases. We haven't reached that level of contempt, but there is deep concern here. We are seeing actions taken that many legal scholars say potentially violate the Constitution.
President Trump has issued a new threat to Harvard, dropping its tax-exempt status. It comes after the administration froze $2.2 billion in grant funding for the school. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says it's over alleged anti-Semitic incidents on campus.
The university failed to impose formal discipline on any students for this anti-Semitic conduct violations, including the occupation of a campus building and the disruption of classes with bullhorns. The president believes Harvard should apologize to its Jewish American students for allowing such egregious behavior.
The administration has threatened other schools recently, too, including Cornell, Northwestern, and Brown. The University of Michigan last month closed its DEI office, citing executive orders from the president. The tit-for-tat tariffs continues, Bloomberg reporting that the Chinese government is halting deliveries of Boeing jets and telling carriers to stop buying airline parts from U.S. companies. CBS's Kelly O'Grady says it may be just the beginning of hitting the U.S. where it hurts.
What other companies are they going to go after? Big iconic brands there, Starbucks, Nike, Disney. I mean, all of them have a huge, huge market in China where a lot comes from. So you could start to see China play this game, not just retaliatory tariffs, but going after companies that are critical to the American economy and also CEOs that might start to speak up and say, hey, this is not working for us.
Jury selection is underway in the retrial of Harvey Weinstein, with some potential jurors admitting they could not be fair. He's being retried after his 2020 conviction was overturned last year. Goldberg is an attorney for one of the accusers.
As she has told me her experience and again told the DA her experiences, one thing has been clear, that this was not consensual.
The tax deadline is here, 11:59 tonight in your local time zone. You can apply for an extension of October 15th. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A new car wash set to be built at the Regency Mall development moved ahead last night following final approval from the Racine Common Council. In a previous meeting, Alders approved the apartment plan for the site called the Pritchard Park Apartments. The Woodman's is getting close to being done with an opening sometime this year. Gateway Campus in Racine now has a place to needing more than a grant and a diploma. Students can now get support through what's called a Connection Center. The center provides food, professional clothing, and connects students to resources like housing and child care assistance. The Racine Common Council swears in four new members tonight. Malik Frazier in District 1, Nathan Pavin in the 5th, Jens Jorgensen in the 5th, and Grace Allen in District 9. Mary Land narrowly retained District 11. Major road work is set to begin on Main Street in Racine starting next Monday. The first project will have the stretch between Gould and Augusta closed for 2 months. And some people in Oak Creek are suing to block the It's proposed for just north of the Racine County line along I-94. People living near the Elm Road exit say the city of Oak Creek rushed zoning changes and ignored noise, traffic, and property value concerns. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose to the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A long night for Tyler Alexander. The Brewers' starting pitcher not only gave up 8 runs in just 4 innings, he also got hit twice. On comeback hits from Detroit batters, I asked Alexander how he was doing after the game.
It's a little tight. Yeah, the right calf. We did some work on it and just part of it. The second one wasn't that bad. It sort of hit belt. The first one stung a little bit.
The Brewers losing 9-1. Their third loss in a row, the fourth blowout of the season. Pat Murphy.
This is the fourth time in 17 games, so that is concerning.
College football, Badgers offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes on installing a new offense at Wisconsin during spring practice.
If you're doing it the right way, you start with identity and talking about what your identity is. You know, every person has an identity. We're all individual creations, and we all have different personalities and different physical characteristics, and a group should be the same way.
That That's the Badgers' Jeff Grimes with Sports.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clearing sky for tonight with lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, a mostly sunny day. Highs into the mid-40s with a few more clouds in the afternoon. On Thursday, clouds return, a chance of showers, even a few thunderstorms. Highs mid-50s. Currently 51 degrees.
It's time for Kurt Vohman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs here and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1968.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1968. 1968 was turbulent. Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert both assassinated. The Vietnam War escalated with the Tet Offensive. Protests erupted in Paris, in Prague, and in U.S. cities. The civil rights movement and anti-war movements surged. Nixon was elected president. Apollo 8 orbited the moon, marking a major space milestone. And on the radio, we were listening to the Beatles with Lady Madonna. It's the 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1968.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet. What you manage to make ends meet? Who finds the money when you pay the rent? Did you think that money was heaven sent? Friday night arrives without a suitcase. Sunday morning creeping like a...
It's the 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring 1968. There are the Beatles and Lady Madonna. Paul McCartney said that song is a tribute to women everywhere. By a photo of a woman in Vietnam suckling the caption, Mountain Madonna. The photo appeared in the January 1965 issue of National Geographic as part of an article called American Special Forces in Action in Vietnam. Paul McCartney told National Geographic she looked very proud and she had a baby. I saw that as kind of a Madonna thing, mother and child. Well, 1968 featured the premiere of a brand new kind of TV show.
Good evening. This is 60 Minutes. It's a kind of a magazine for television, which means it has the flexibility and diversity of a magazine adapted to broadcast journalism. And if this broadcast does what we hope it will do, it will report reality. But we do think this is sort of a new approach. We realize, of course, that new approaches are not always instantly accepted. We'll see. I'm Mike Wallace. We will indeed. I'm Harry Reasoner.
In 1968 on the radio, we were listening to John Fred and his Playboy Band. It's Judy in Disguise with Glasses on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1968. It's the 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1968. We mentioned earlier that Richard Nixon was elected president in 1968, but during that presidential election, members of the counterculture group the Yippies, which stood for the Youth International Party, pulled off a legendary political prank by nominating a pig named Pigasus the Immortal for president.
In response to threats on the candidate's life, Secret Service protection was provided by members of veterans and reservists to end the war in Vietnam.
They brought the pig to Chicago's Grant Park during the Democratic National Convention. The stunt ended with the police arresting both the Yippies and the pig. When asked what charges were brought against Pigasus, one of the organizers quipped, "Eating garbage in public, which makes him more qualified than the other candidates." On the radio in 1968, we were listening to Marvin Gaye, and I heard it through the grapevine. It's the 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1968. 1968, it's Marvin Gaye's version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine. This was Marvin Gaye's first number one hit, but by the time his version of Grapevine was released, he already had 23 top 40 hits. Well, what were we watching in the movie theaters in 1968? Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey premiered in April of 1968 and completely changed how science fiction was viewed in the cinema. It was very trippy, introduced a new cerebral style to science fiction, paving the way for later films like Star Wars and Blade Runner. That is going to wrap up today's Class Reunion featuring the Class of 1968. Three great songs, one tomorrow. 1961.
Today is income tax day. Yuck. Whether you were a winner or a loser this year, I've got a great offer for you. Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals. Today only, purchase any gift certificates from Big Deals and you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No promo code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save an additional 15%. Hurry in for best selection.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
Step into Comet's. Comet Smoke has it all. CBD, vapes, Delta 9, premium cigars, accessories, products for sleep and stress relief. This 420, Comet Smoke is celebrating you with 20% store wide through April 20th. Stock up on your favorites. Open weekdays from 10 till 5 Sundays. New Comet Smoke, 9549 South Chicago Road in Oak Creek. Call 416-980. Comet Smoke wishes you a happy 420.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
No more mold. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4150. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
It's more than a place to shop. Schrader's Department Store is a 134-year-old cornerstone in the Manitowoc County community of Two Rivers. It's also the oldest, and not just in the state, but the country, still operated by the same family.
I am fourth generation. We've made the store just our own special spot now.
AJ Schrader runs the store with her sister, and like every generation, grew up working there.
My sisters and I were all raised in the department store. From little, I would wait on customers when I was 12. It's just a part of who we are. Our customers are what open the doors every day.
So it's a mix of new and old, including services like tailoring.
It's just a great place to be.
It really is a slice of Wisconsin you won't find anywhere else. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights starting May 3rd, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com.
Just as fast as she can now.
It's the Beach Boys and Fun, Fun, Fun on WRJN. That song reached number 5 on the Hot 100, but it faced stiff competition. The week it peaked in March of 1964, the top 4 songs were She Loves You by the Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles, Please Please Me by the Beatles, and The Four Seasons, Dawn, Go Away. Speaking of the Four Seasons, let's play them now. It's December 1963. Oh, what a night on WRJN.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as you stand, stand by.
Thank you so much for listening to local news and timeless hits here on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel by downloading the app at civicmedia.us. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. New alders get sworn in tonight. Outgoing alders were recognized last night. As the Racine City Council meeting neared its end yesterday, attention settled on alders Jeff Coe, Melissa Caprillion, and Corey Sebastian. It was their last meetings in office. Time was set aside for their recognition, during which their fellow council members gave comments. Those departing were then given the floor to share some parting thoughts. Tonight, getting sworn in are Malik Frazier, Nathan Pabon, Jens Jorgensen, and Grace Allen. When is that downtown Racine Cop House opening? A firm date isn't set, but a rough timeline is online at Racine County Eye. The website today has a look back at 50 years of community policing in Racine. There's also information online about where the new cop house will be located. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. Starting next Monday, Main Street in Racine will be fully closed between Gould and Augusta. The closure for road reconstruction will last through June 21st. After that, the next phase will shift north. The first phase will be done by July, and it's hoped the entire project will wrap up by late October. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour. Time at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Sky for tonight with lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, a mostly sunny day. Highs into the mid 40s with a few more clouds in the afternoon. Thursday, clouds return. Hours, even a few thunderstorms. Highs.
Right now, it's 53. Me smile, said, come and walk with me.
It's WRJM.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
I'm Kurt Vollman. She is Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine art community.
Well, happy World Art Day, Kurt.
Okay.
April 15th. It's the day to celebrate art, the enjoyment and the development of art. And as we've been talking, Racine has so much to offer across the arts. Racine Arts has been working with other art supporters, including ArtRoot, RAMAC, Leadership Racine, to learn more about how our community participates in the arts, what they do, what they spend, and what they'd like to see more of.
Okay.
There's a survey happening to measure that participation. So I'd really like to invite everyone to visit our site at racineartscouncil.org to take the survey. At the top of every page. The survey, as I kind of mentioned, was a collaboration, one of my favorite words, with RAMAC, Leadership Racine, ArtRoot, Racine Theater Guild, Racine Art Museum, OS Projects, and it's had great support. I'm sure I don't even know everyone who's helped us out, but visit Racine County, Racine Symphony Orchestra, Over Our Head Players, Racine Concert Band, the Art Guild, Family Power Music, and many more groups have been helping.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like it'd be quicker to list the groups that didn't help out.
Well, we have so many that actually would still take longer. The data is going to be shared. We're going to further refine it to help all of our artists to grow, develop, advocate. It's a quick survey, though. It takes less than 5 minutes to complete, I promise.
Okay.
But we would really appreciate if you and your listeners would all participate. Just visit that website, artscouncil.org, and click the survey. It's at the top of any page.
And racineartscouncil.org, 5 minutes of your time. That's all we're asking.
At the most. If you're a quick clicker, it'll go faster.
Okay. Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. And Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Brewers baseball coming up after the 6 o'clock news. Brewers are taking on the Tigers once again tonight. Hear all the action all season long on WRJN.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn.
CCR, Who'll Stop the Rain on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Did you listen to Paul Harvey today? That's right. Paul Harvey is back with archived episodes of the rest of the story. You can Harvey mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen and middays at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. And the rest of the story is brought to you in part by Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com or visit their clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue. And if you miss an episode on the air, check out the weekly shows online at wrjn.com. And that is the rest of the story.
Craving something sweet? Linda's Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. Every bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, bakery happiness made from scratch just for you. Needing the perfect treat for a special occasion? Linda has you covered. Whether you're celebrating or simply satisfying your sweet tooth, Linda's Sugar Bliss brings a touch of homemade warmth to your home, one treat at a time. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-275-1033.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. During every Brewers home game at American Family Field throughout the 2025 season, fans will have the chance to win a 2025 Land Cruiser, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NC.
Industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, it's tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn decisions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skills these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Thank you.
8 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 6, then Milwaukee Brewers baseball as the Brewers take on the Tigers. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon after Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Have a great night.
News and timeless hits. WN.
Thing he's found. If she is bad. the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper.